Let's get through this stuff. Where do we leave off?
Number 16.
Explain the use of micro focus tubes. Micro means very tiny, of course.
Chapter 18, study guide review.
Very small.
Did you say mammography?
Mammography.
Thank you.
Yes, for the very best detail resolution possible. Micro means small. Okay. Did they give values? Anybody get values? 0.1, 0.5 millimeters is micro focus sizes, and it pertains to mammography.
0.3 and 1.0.
I'm sorry, it's not a range.
No, I have it right here.
Read it.
Small focal spot is 0.3.
Okay.
It says conventional tubes have two focal spots of normal size, which are 0.5/1.0.
Okay.
And then it says at the bottom, X-ray tubes and interventional procedures or magnification radiography have 0.3/1.0 focal spots.
And then it says
mammography tubes have 0.1/0.3 focal spots.
Okay, so there is a range.
What do you want us to know?
Micro focus, very small. Smaller focus spot. Okay. All right.
I just want to tell them if you want to come.
Okay. Next. 17. Identify the required level of filtration. For diagnostic X-ray, 2.5 millimeters of aluminum per 4. Okay, 2.5 millimeters of aluminum
or equivalent.
That's a minimum. Could you use copper?
Sure.
Can you easily use aluminum?
Sure.
Yes. 18. Compare beam quality and beam quantity of half wave to full wave. Half wave to full wave. Okay? Here we go. And this is kind of a review from chapter 12. I think it's chapter 12. But, here we go. Chapter 19.
Beam quality is the same, and radiation quantity is the same.
When you go from half wave to full wave, both quantity and quality increase.
Hello?
Okay?
Oh,
wait a minute.
All 69 same.
Oh.
Quantity doubles. Okay. I keep seeing the wrong thing.
There we go. Let me draw a picture.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Don't. Okay, here's one cycle per second, okay? AC is like that, okay? That would be the real state quality of this. Oh. Okay. Don't copy anything until I get it right. Here is AC.
Positive.
Negative. Okay? Alternating current. Halfway rectified just gets rid of the negative EMF for this part. That's half-wave rectification. Bingo. This is one cycle per second, this period of time. Okay? With full-wave rectification, you flip the negative up, and it looks like this. Okay? So, how do we determine what happens to quality or quantity? Quality is determined by voltage ripple. Okay? Both of these have 0 to 100 to 0 waveform. Okay? So these two have the same quality. Got it? There's no change. They have the same quality because you're going from 0 to 100 to 0. The voltage ripple. But because we have two humps instead of one, this is a double camel, single camel, hump camel, we have an increase, okay, no change to quality. But as to quantity, since you have more of these, you have an increase in quantity. You have double the amount. Is it in the green box? Okay. Read that quantity. Half-wave rectification results in the same radiation quality as that for full-wave rectification, but the radiation quantity is half. Okay, you get a visual there? Now, if you go from single phase to three phase, you have less voltage ripple, and therefore more efficient, since it's a higher quality, and more efficient. Okay? When we have three-phase high frequency, it's almost like a straight line. There's less than 1% voltage ripple. It's more constant power, more efficient. Make sense? Okay. Page 2. Page 19. Explain the effect of three-phase power and high frequency generation on X-ray beam quality. Now, this must be assuming going from single phase. Can you put that on there? Because this is compared to what?
Assuming what?
You're going from single phase to three phase high frequency. Okay. On 19, you're going from single phase to this three phase high frequency. Okay. Now let's use this same picture to solve for this. Let me draw another picture. Three-phase is this. Here's one phase. Okay? Right? That's one single phase. Here's another one. It's slightly out of step. Oh, I draw 3D pictures. Anyway, you see the gist of it. Three single phase, slightly out of sync. And what happens is we have less and less voltage ripple. You have less drop in power. With three phase high frequency, it's the least amount, less than 1%. Okay, let's review. 0 to 100, single phase, will half and full. Three phase, 6 poles, you have what, 14% drop? You got about a 4% with three-phase 12 poles, and less than 1% three-phase high frequency. Is that in your book?
Yes, it's in chapter 12.
Okay. It's in chapter 12, and it's also the last...
It's in the chart on...
Okay, the last part of this chapter. All right? So, how are we going to answer this? What happens to quality?
Quality goes up.
It goes up because less... Voltage ripple. Okay? What happens to quantity?
They both go up as well.
It also goes up. Okay? Because you have much more within a unit of time. Okay? Questions? these a little more wholesome. Quantity is more. Yeah, holds us for a period of time. Usually cycles per second or so. Cycles per second. Let me read those green boxes. What page is that?
270.
270. Yes.
Three-phase power.
Okay, so the green box on page 270. The radiation quality does not change when going from halfway to full wave rectification. However, the radiation quantity doubles. That's what we explained in the beginning. Three-phase power results in higher X-ray quantity and quality. High-frequency generation results in even higher X-ray quantity
and quality. And so yours is three-phase power to high-frequency generation.
Well, if you go, we're having to, no, on this 19, we're making the assumption, because it's an incomplete question, what are you going from? If you go from single-phase to that three-phase high-frequency, we have not only an increase in quality, because less voltage ripple, but also quantity.
But why wouldn't it be the distinction between the two penguins? This middle penguin says three-phase power results in higher X-ray and quality.
You go up.
But then it says high frequency generates even higher.
Even higher than
so why wouldn't be that? Why wouldn't that be the distinction rather than going from single phase?
But it's still the same thing.
Yeah, it's the same thing. It's just more of a. This is like a covered wagon to a jet. You know what I mean?
Air travel
analogy. Okay, here we go. Single phase. You've got single phase, you've got three phase six pulse, you've got three phase 12, you've got three phase high frequency. Okay? We're all saying the same thing. If you go from this to this, okay, the voltage ripple here is 100%. Here it's 14%. Here it's 4%. Here it's less than 1%. Okay? So we're all saying the same thing. Okay? If you go up, if you go from single phase to three phase high frequency, you have an increase in quality and quantity. If you go up from three phase six pulse to three phase high frequency, you have also an increase of voltage. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Okay. 20. Convert between seconds and milliseconds. How many milliseconds are in a second?
1,000.
Because milli means 1/1,000. So you have 1,000 milliseconds equals 1 second. 1,000 milliseconds. How short of an exposure can you have on a single phase piece of equipment? This is how we determine if we have single phase versus three phase equipment. Just like that.
One over 120.
What is the shortest time of exposure in a single phase? I haven't heard it yet. That is for. Okay, you're on the right track. 8 milliseconds is for three-phase high-frequency stuff. They can go as low as 8 milliseconds. Single-phase equipment can only go 1 millisecond. On single phase, okay, the shortest time possible is 8 milliseconds. Okay.
For single phase.
For three phase equipment, you can go as low as 1 millisecond. The shorter the time, the more sophisticated the equipment, cost, and everything else.
Where did you pay for it? That's quick.
Yeah.
1/1000th of a second, even 8/1000th of a second is fast.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you went from one page to a page and had a single page to three pages, besides quality of radiograph, does it really matter with the time? I mean, 8 milliseconds, it's still really, really, really fast.
That's why black is black, dead is dead.
Mass is mass.
That's mass. Reciprocity.
Yeah.
That's like next semester we talk about what happens, different syndromes, after high doses of exposure. If you got exposed more than 5,000 rats, which is 5 million millirats, you would have less than 3 days to live. Okay? We call it the central nervous system. Totally shuts down. Okay? There's other syndromes, hemopoietic and gastrointestinal. They don't have time. They don't have time. That's like going out, getting in a car accident, you're out four-wheeling, you know, and you have some major broken bones. If you bleed to death, it doesn't matter. You're not going to get that gangrenous infection because that takes time. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's a terrible analogy, but creepy. I know. But that's what I mean. If you got exposed to 5,000 rats, you would have sudden onset, and then there's a latent period where you feel fine. But yeah, if you got exposed to more than 5,000 rats, you'd have less than 3 days to live. Yeah, we'll talk about this in radiation biology next semester. Yeah.
3 days, that was
on
law and order.
Yes. Yeah. Really? Yeah. Law and order of all things?
He got exposed to plutonium. And he only lived for a week. It was terrorists trying to get after these journalist people.
Oh, that sounds like the Russian spy was killed.
Well, it was a Russian.
The same type of
it was
stuff.
A Russian terrorist group that was trying to
get after. Yeah, but it
took it out. Okay, so I got through that. Did we beat up this chap? Okay, on page 268, there's a green box, and I want to make sure that you're comfortable with it. In the green box on page 268, it says, changing the focal spot for a given KVP and mass setting does not change X-ray quantity or quality. You understand?
Changing what?
Changing focal spot does not change quantity or quality. Your KVP, if you set 16 KVP for mass on a small focal spot, and you use that same technique on large, it's going to be the same technique, same patient dose, same contrast, same optical density.
So why is it 7?
Because of the line's focus principle. Small focal spot gives you better detail. It's a geometry.
It's instead of going like this, you're low.
That's the next chapter.
Yeah, it does. Chapter 18, right. Are you talking about the focal spot size?
Yes, small versus large. Small focal spot, we know, gives you better detail. Large focal spot is higher heat capacity, more mass, more electrons. Okay? Alright? Okay. My plan of attack is I got a little shorty test for next lecture. What is that? When do I have you next? Tuesday? Okay. But I want to make sure we're comfortable because this is a short little chapter. I usually, way in the past, I would combine this with 19, but 19 is very big. A lot of information. Very important. As to the importance of this millisecond thing, it's for the national boards. This whole year of lecture procedures, especially physics, 114 out of the 220 physics related, radiation protection, image production, and all that stuff. And then once you pass that national board, you get on with your life and you forget about this jeopardy.
You go physics for what?
Yeah. But to get through the boards, I remember the first time I took this test, the national boards, I couldn't remember one question. I shut down right after. I was so glad it opened. I did not remember one question after I took it. I just finished. Okay. Let me look over and make sure we cover things.
That may not have been good if you didn't pass it.
Yeah. No, the second time I took it for quick PCE credits as I was on probation. I don't get credit for teaching this stuff, so I thought, well, I'll just take it and I get 24 credits real quick. I still had a little bit of test anxiety, but I figured, well, if I can't pass it, I shouldn't be teaching it, right?
So just, you can retake the board every time?
I did, just 24 credits. Yeah. You could probably only do it so many times, but I did it real quick.
What did you get on it?
90.
Yeah, when the computer starts to recognize.
I didn't get it.
Well, I don't know why they care. They still get money. Who cares?
USRT or not, we just stamp before it. Yeah, 75 or better. But we would like you more buffer positive than on the edge. Okay.
76 or positive.
All right, so again, quality and quantity. What affects what? That little chart that we went over, remember? If you go up in MA, what happens to quantity and quality? If you go up in MA and you increase your mass, mass only controls quantity. It has no effect on quality. What is the primary controller of quality?
KVP.
Controls contrast, controls scale. Okay? What other factor could control quality?
Grids.
Grids clean up scatter. Okay? What did we just talk about? Three phase. Going to from single phase to three phase gives you higher quality. Okay? What does collimation do?
Improve contrast.
It improves contrast. What do we mean by improve? Increase?
Like an average scatter?
That's not on the test. That was last chapter. It's all good though. Good review. If we talk about four primary exposure factors, what the heck are we talking about? Primary exposure factors. KVP, mass, filtration, voltage ripple. What do they have? What do they have in the book?
Mass, KVP, resistance, and
LFO. Let's see here. Four prime exposure, page 264. The four prime exposure factors are KVP, MA, time, distance. Aren't you glad you're here today? KVP, MA, time, and distance are the four
principal exposures
in the chapter. There you go. And it's in the orange box. It's in the orange box. It's on page 264. It's twice written. Once in the orange box, and the third paragraph under exposure factors. Okay. Third paragraph under exposure factors. Third. 1, 2, 3. There you go. Okay. It's there, and it's also in that orange box. Sound good? Have I said it 8 times?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If we go from 20 to 40 mass, what happens to optical density?
Doubles.
What happens to patient depth?
Doubles.
Okay, so we're going from 20 to 40. We're going from 20 to 40 mass. It doubles the optical density by theory. It doubles the patient depth. Okay, you go from 20 to 40 mass. It doubles the optical density, blackness on the film. It doubles the patient dose. What happens to contrast?
Goes down.
No effect. This does not affect contrast.
No contrast.
Theoretically.
Theoretically.
Yeah. And that's how you have to answer it. 90% NASA has no control. Contrast. What does?
KVP
and
grids.
Good. Okay. Good fundamental review. AVP controls contrast. Controls scale. Grids also control contrast by cleaning up scale. What it increases beam penetrability. AVP. Again, I think that shotgun analogy works. I mean, some people it doesn't, but the power behind the X-rays is KVP. Powder in the shell. Quality. The pellets themselves, quantity, mass. Okay? If you have real high power behind them, high KVP, those pellets have more kinetic energy and they're going to go through whatever and they're going to hit the targets. Give me a second. Okay. Yeah.
Then you said we'll have a test on this one.
Yeah.
Tuesday?
This will give you another score. Just a little shorty. Just
need that.
See how you did.
How many?
And then we're going to go into 19. Well, that it makes it tough. You've got 20 questions. So it could be brutal, you know. You miss two and you're already down to a 80%. I know. Yeah. Let's test over just this chapter. We'll test it. You got a test every week?
We have a test
every week.
We have a lot.
You'll be so ready for it.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. And those of us who are retaking end of train, we have that one too. Oh, is that my name?
You might know. I'm retaking it.
Okay. We have to make an appointment with her.
Do you?
Yeah. No, let's do it Tuesday.
Friday.
If you are given KVPMN time, if you're given like four different techniques, KVPMN time, which one would you go for? For the least patient dose. In theory, what do we? The higher the KVP, the lower the max. Okay? In radiation protection overall, generally speaking, higher the KVP, the lower the max. If we want to stop image blur or motion,
let's try the
shortest time with the highest MA. Okay? Alright?
So again, did you say lower KVP, lower?
No. Higher KVP. To lower patient dose. The higher the KVP, the lower mass would be more exposure. Why? Because more X-rays go through the patient instead of being absorbed. Alright? Let me give an example. Did you get that right in your notes?
Yeah.
Higher just KVP.
Every time we talk about 90 times out of 10, we're talking about compensation.
Okay, let me give an example. These are two abdomen techniques. Okay? Here's one at 66 KVP, 480 max. This is an abdomen, okay? If I go up 15% to 77 or so, whatever. Okay? These have the same optical density. Okay? These have the same optical density. But as to patient dose, the preferred would be 77 and 240. You're going to have less photoelectric absorption in the patient. Okay? That 66 and 480 might look appealing to the human eye. We need to cut down the exposure we're going to
get. Our set technology, that way, which already takes that into account.
Yeah. That's like the anti-heal effect. The intensity is more intense on the Kaplan side. That's why we put the patient's head to the left. Because of the way the X-ray tube is stored and taken and diagnosed. On the upright, when we do upright chest, the anode heel effect is more into our ventilator. The thoracic is thicker. If you have a football player and they had huge thighs and you're doing a femur, you might think about putting their head to the right, and the anterior effect would work to your benefit.
Yes.
Yes.
You said higher pain means less photoelectric absorption.
Yes. More exposure, more energy. That shotgun analogy. You got more power behind those X-rays.
So that's a
whole. We still want a fairly low KVP for black and white. Okay, to see the difference between organs. Both of these are low KVP, and we know that we're going to have high contrast, short scale, black and white. And that's what we want on an abdomen, to differentiate between organs. The optical density is the same on those two values. 77 and 240 is 66 at the
black. Is it the reciprocity?
Reciprocity, it is, but it's compensating for up or down.
Right.
What's the compensation factor?
Because you
never
know.
Mass is not the same.
Right, but you have to take these into account. Reciprocity law, mass is mass is mass. What that is, again, is if I do 50 of 2, that's 100 mass. If I do 100 of 1, every time I use the same mass, I'll have the same outcome. But that's assuming you don't have a change in KVP. Here is compensation. No, this is not reciprocity law here. No, this is 15% rule. You go up, you go down in your mass. These are the same optical density on the film. So if I do this and ask you questions, if this is A and this is B, let me ask you some questions to see if you understand the theory. Which one of these, don't yell it out, which one of these has the highest contrast? Okay. Which one has highest contrast? It is B boy, based on fundamental theory. Which one has the highest scale of contrast? Okay. So what I would do before you ever have a question is write this down so the questions can't screw you up. This is fundamental. Just like grid ratios, the Bucky factors. You know that sheet that I gave you? Those are the facts. Weber square law, new mass distance formula, grid factors, this, things like that. Maybe Ohm's law, power formula, little things. Just little bullet points so the questions can't throw you off. What does filtration do? It hardens the beam. What does it do to quantity? What is the
filter?
It decreases quantity, but
it increases quality.
Filtration, HVL, TVL, half valvular, tenth valvular examples, decrease quantity, but increase the quality. Okay? Filtration decreases quantity, but increases quality. What was the general purpose X-ray tube, small focal spot size? What was it? General purpose diagnostic. Find it.
0.3.
Was it 0.3?
Question.
Just a general purpose X-ray tube, small focal spot was what?
More detail.
What did they say?
Let's say
there's going to be a range on the test. So what is small focal spot or general X-ray to small focal? What would it be? Small.
Which is focal spot is more than high.
Okay, what does it say?
milliliters slash 1 point.
Okay, just a sec. 0.5 slash...
What page are you on?
267.
First paragraph, number 12, was 1.5.
0.5 in what? One.
Slash 1.0.
That's it?
Millimeters.
That's the first
one.
Oh, okay. That's the first, okay.
Focal spot.
Okay. The second one is 0.6 millimeters slash 1.3.
Okay.
This is
for
1.0 slash 2.0.
Okay. Right. So, let me see if that would answer the question.
The range would be 0.5 to 2.0.
No. Okay.
Yeah.
It would be in one's range.
No, he said
in 1 to 2 for large.
But he said an overall.
An overall for small.
Okay.
That's a given for here being here today.
If we're
2.5 is too small.
It could be even 1.5 is.
Wait, there's two different.
There's a range. That's okay. A small.
To clarify,
small large. Small large. In general X-ray, general diagnostic X-ray, small focal spot could be in the range of 0.5 to 1.5.
So all the numbers on the left are small, and all the numbers on the right are large.
Yes.
The
line. Well, it's a bigger number.
Well, I don't think the lines are
bigger. Yeah.
Because they're doing that.
So it's small. Yeah.
So the 0.5 and the 0.6 and the 1.0 are the small, and the 1.0.
These are the most common. That's all they're pointing out.
Alright.
Here. The small focal spot, let's say, could be in the range of 0.5 to 1.0. And you got the question? Fine. Total filtration we talked about. Exposure times for single and three phase. We talked about. Total filtration is 2.5. What makes up total filtration?
Inherent
is what?
Magnitude.
So that 0.5 is the window. Okay. And then you have added 1.0. And then the mirrors is another 1.0. Right?
No. Sorry, I don't understand that. Can you go? I apologize.
Let me, I got quantum model board. Noisy. I got a
quantum model board.
That's like when you look at a picture or something real busy, you know. You go to the art museum and little tiny things make up bigger things, you know.
Thank you.
I remember going to an art museum while I'm playing up here in Rochester, New York, upstate New York. This painting was an oil painting life size of this woman, 200 years old. This painting was old. And it was so much like a photograph, I was waiting for her to move. I mean, it was that's talent to me. You see all this avant-garde stuff, you know, and crazy stuff, but, oh, God, I just stood there and stared. I was waiting for her to blink or move out of the picture or something. That's some talent. When you think of, who's the guy that made all the sculptures out of marble?
Italy?
Yeah, what's it, Michelangelo?
Yeah.
Michelangelo, out of a big hunk of rock, what they carved, one little slip, there went a nose, a finger. Start over. All right. What are we talking about?
Inherent.
So we're going to wrap this up and get out. If you have individual questions, I'll do it individually with you.
Okay.
What are we talking about?
Total filtration, inherent filtration.
I'm catching a plane to California. I'm out of here.
Right.
Here we go. I'm already out of here.
All right, well, let's go.
Inherent plus added. Okay? Inherent is the window. 0.5 equivalent. Added was 1.0 of aluminum. Plus mirrors and stuff.
The X-rays go through. The mirror is still added.
Yeah. You got added aluminum.
Added.
X-rays go through these sometime, and it's equivalent. So if you add these up,
2.5.
Thank you.
Okay, of course you did it backwards. Whatever.
So that's what you want is inherent filtration, you want us to know.
Inherent is 0.5. Inherent is 0.5. Inherent is built in. Inherent is 0.5.
But total filtration is
0.5. The mirror is 1.1.
Yay.
Now, it really is. It's built in, but it's not considered inherent. The mirror is a part of it. The mirror is what does the light. You have this light source here. It hits a mirror, and then that's the light congruency test. The light needs to be the same as the X-ray, but it's still an absorber of the X-ray.
I
Look over the summary. You know, if you can do some of the challenge or questions, that would be helpful. If you have individual questions, stick around and I'll start answering.
Tuesday.
A little shorty, and then we're going to go into the biggie 19. I want to spend a lot of time on 19, probably the rest of the season. It's been a few years since Congress.
You have to touch on it.